Many commentators and members of Congress, including many Republicans, have questioned the decision by an interagency committee, noting that two of the men who hijacked U.S. airliners on September 11, 2001 were from the United Arab Emirates. But Secretary Rumsfeld questioned the validity of that analysis.
One ought not, in my view, to hold a country of origin responsible for every citizen they may have at any given time, particularly when people have multiple passports.
The secretary noted that even Americans have been apprehended for involvement in terrorism. He also said the United States has an extensive defense relationship with the United Arab Emirates, which has helped in the war on terrorism.
We all deal with the UAE on a regular basis. It's a country that's been involved in the global war on terror with us. It's a country that we have facilities that we use, and it's a country that was very responsive to assist in Katrina, one of the early countries that did that, and a country that we have a very close military relations as well as political and economic relations.
At the same news conference, the top U.S. military officer, General Peter Pace, also praised the United Arab Emirates for its extensive military cooperation with the United States.
The military-to-military relationship with the United Arab Emirates is superb. They've got great seaports that are capable of handling and do our aircraft carriers. They've got airfields that they allow us to use in their airspace, their logistics support. They've got a world-class air-to-air training facility that they let us use and cooperate with them in the training of our pilots. In everything that we have asked and worked with them on, they have proven to be very, very solid partners.
Secretary Rumsfeld also said countries learn that dealing with the United States has advantages and disadvantages. He said the open debate and public charges can be a disadvantage, but that usually, in his words, the truth comes out. Al Pessin, VOA News at the Pentagon.